Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off. Do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The Pharisees were never friendly toward Jesus, but in this instance, we have to give them credit for asking a reasonable question. When will the kingdom of God come? Not a respectful question or a sincere question, but a reasonable one. Just not the right one. As an answer, Jesus shifts the conversation to speak of what the kingdom will be, and one can visualize the dismissive attitude of the Pharisees when they hear his words. The kingdom can't be seen. No one will be able to say, "Look, here it is," or "There it is," for the kingdom is among you. Does this remind you of the parable of the yeast in a measure of flour, unseen as it works within to bring the bread to life? Or the pearl of great price, hidden as it enriches the field? Or the carpenter's son, who can reveal the kingdom, but only to those who want to listen? "For the kingdom is among you," Jesus said. Might he have said, "As I am among you"? Because the next part of this passage, which tells what Jesus said to his disciples about himself, is a verbal mirror of his words to the Pharisees about the kingdom. He knows that the disciples will look for him, the Son of Man, at a future time. And people will say, "Look, there he is," or "Look, here he is." But he will not be there or here. He will be everywhere, as one might say of lightning when it flashes through the entire sky. And at the same time, he will be hidden within. The kingdom that the Pharisees undoubtedly visualized would be a place created by a rule of law, enforced by armies marching to the noise of conflict, hard to ignore. But for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, the kingdom of God, the kingdom brought by Jesus, among you, hidden within you, must be spoken of as relationship, in the same way as the Trinity is relationship. More than a connection, it is a uniting force. Listen to what Cynthia Bourgeau, an Episcopalian priest who works with Father Richard Rohr, says about it. "God is all over the place. God is up there, down here, inside my skin, and out. God is the web, the energy, the space, the light, revealed in that singular vast net of relationship that animates everything that is. God is the unity, the very energy, the very intelligence, the very elegance and passion that make it all go." End quote. The kingdom of God is a net of relationship that animates everything that is. And it is Jesus, the Son of Man, who brings the kingdom, whose life is the kingdom among us, within us, the Christ life that is freely given and rejected and brought to death, and then in silence and in glory brought to new life. The Pharisees did not begin to probe the mystery of the kingdom. What did they miss? Being willing to search and become close to the life of Jesus with the often hidden suffering that comes with it? exploring becoming part of the relational reality that is the kingdom? And finally, in the words of the poet Claire Remarque, learning to behold the God land of the universe, filled and flavored and scented and shining with the dancing relationship of the Trinity.